This is RJ Hunt here, and you're listening to my podcast series titled Buffed Up Sports. During this podcast, I will be discussing the hottest topics in sports. The focus will be on Detroit sports, but time to time, the topics may venture out into teams outside of the Detroit region. If you love basketball, baseball, football, boxing, MMA, wrestling, all the sports, you name it, then this is the podcast for you. Listen to the podcast to hear sports from the mind of someone straight out of the Gen Z generation. I truly hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please leave a nice review and subscribe. Also, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RJ_Hunt36. Once again, you are listening to the Buffed Up Sports Podcast Series. Now it's time to get the show on the road. What up, what up, what up, little people, big people, all people. Yes, it's your boy RJ here, and we're back with another episode of Buffed Up Sports, baby. To be honest, holiday season has been so great for us as sports fans. You may not think it has, but I'm going to explain to you during this episode why things have been so great. In fact, the title of this episode is It's About Time, because a lot of things are happening, and all I can say is it's about time. So let's start off with the NFL. Let's just start there. Let's start with the Detroit Lions, to be specific. The Lions have had only one game since the last time we've talked, and they won. So I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've never been the type to lie, so I am going to be honest. I was watching the game versus the Bears, and I turned the game off. I'm dead serious. I turned it off at halftime. I said, I've seen enough. I see where this is going. I know the Lions. I'm going to turn it off now so I don't have to ruin my Sunday, because I was having a pretty chill day. With 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter, I get a call from my grandfather. And he's asking me, is the Lions about to blow it? Blow it? What do you mean? They ain't blowed it yet. I thought the game was over. He said, nah, they up with a few seconds left. Shoot. I turned the game on to see our defense actually hold up. Ain't that something? The defense out of all, you would have thought it would have been the offense to do the game-winning stuff. No, it's the, well, apparently the offense did do their thing. But still, you know what I'm saying? The defense is the one who made the last play of the game. I thought that was impressive within itself, because we all know, it's no secret, our defense is straight garbage. But hey, they held up at the end of the game. We won. What can you really say? As far as the season predictor go, since the Lions won a game, I didn't predict them to win. I have the season predictor being at 7-9, as I still believe we'll beat Tennessee, but that's it. We might mess around, beat Minnesota, you know, we might do that. We might finish 8-8, 500 record. Do I see it happening? No, not really. I really see us going 7-9. Some people think we might win out, go 9-7. Chances of that happening is real slim, but as it stands right now, we're 6-7, so we'll see where that goes. The Lions' biggest win of the season was not a game. No, it wasn't. The Lions' biggest win of the season was getting rid of Quinn and Patricia. You got rid of your coach and GM same day. That's the best news a Lions fan could have received all year. We all saw it coming early in the year, and I'm glad it finally happened. I'm glad we don't have to wait to Black Monday. You know that Monday after the last games of the season, everybody's getting fired? No, we did ours early. We got it out the way. I said he was going to be, when I say he, I'm talking Matt Patricia. I said he was going to be gone by Thanksgiving. And I'd be doggone, I was only 2 days off because he got fired the Saturday after. Ain't that something? Seriously. I'm glad we finally did it. I think that was the first move the Lions have ever made, as long as I've been a fan, where literally every single fan was happy. I went on the Lions Twitter page after they made that announcement. You saw nothing but fans saying, it's about time. Thank you. Finally. Oh, you know, people were happy. It's like the first time ever I've seen a Lions, all Lions fans happy over a move. Usually it's debates and stuff, but no, this time it was everybody was excited. It was crazy to me. That's how bad we wanted him gone. And I mean, we got our wish. I'm happy about it. Next thing, let's get into some boxing. Y'all know I love some boxing. And man, has boxing been a hot topic since the last time you've heard from me. It was the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones card. And that probably wasn't even the most talked about part of the night. It was the Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson fight. Now, I told y'all I had my money on Nate. And I'll be doggone, Nate got his butt whooped that night. I mean, he should have been up in there bobbing and weaving, but he went right in on the man twice your size. What you expect to happen? And my thing with Nate is, everybody's clowning him. I get it. You probably are starting to get into the man head, because, I mean, he did just get his butt whooped, and you think the first thing he want to hear his jokes? Probably not. But Nate, if I could just ask you one thing, why? What did you have to prove, my man? You are a three-time NBA slam dunk contest winner. Now, you can say what you want about the slam dunk contest today, but the fact remains, the man is 5'8", 5'9". That's his height. Obviously, way shorter than the average NBA player, and won three slam dunk contests. As far as I'm concerned, he already has my respect. And he should have yours too. The whole time Nate played in the NBA, he was a fan favorite. He had the crowd respect. He showed his heart. So I just want to know, why did you have to fight somebody twice your size? I mean, he said he did it because he loved boxing. I love boxing. Do you think I'm about to go fight somebody twice my size? I'm laughing, but I'm serious, man. Tyson and Jones, everybody complained about that. Saying it was a boring fight, wasn't worth $50. Well, when you have two 50-year-olds way outside of their prime, what you expect to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, did y'all not watch Roy Jones' last fight? Like, Roy Jones fought 3 years ago. Did you watch his last fight? Mike Tyson fought 15 years ago. Did you watch his last fight? Like, these guys, at the end of their primes, was getting beat. So what you think they was going to do at 50? They obviously are not the same. Logic, people. Shout out to Mike and Roy, though, for promoting the heck out of that boy, because people bought in. I didn't. I knew what to expect. You see, ain't nobody go down. I know they said exhibition. And that's another thing. Smart way of promoting a fight like that, because they did not tell us the rules until last minute. The 2-minute round and the no actual judges present and, you know, that type of deal. It definitely killed my vibe, but hey. It was some good entertainment, if nothing else, because we got to see Snoop Dogg do a performance, which was the best of the night. And then on top of that, the man did commentary for the fights, and we was getting it all from him singing Negro spirituals to him talking about Roy and Mike as like two of his uncles at the barbecue fighting. So, I mean, if nothing else, that was worth $50, you ask me. I want Snoop to do the next fight as far as exhibition fights, and I'm going to get to that last. Just wait for that. Before our transition, did you know that Roy and Mike had more pay-per-view fights than Canelo and Triple G? That's all I'm saying. The promotion for the fight was outstanding, apparently, because Triple G, Canelo, two of the best right now in their primes, and they are outselling 50-year-olds who primes were 20 years ago. That's just outrageous to me. It just shows you that more fans need to start watching boxing, or the sport is simply dead, because something's wrong with that. But let's move on. This time, you got an actual professional fight. Errol Spence making his return against Danny Garcia. I was expecting a better fight, but Garcia was just not Garcia. He looked sorry out there, if I'm being nice. That's the nicest way of putting it. He looks sorry. That's that. But maybe it's because Spence is just that good. Spence was outlanding him, of course. Spence definitely looked like him old self, because obviously that was the big question going into the fight. Will he look like he's been affected from that nasty car wreck that he suffered? And he definitely did not look affected. He looked like Errol Spence. Simple. So I'm proud of him for getting in the ring. And I'm proud of him for looking like that same fighter, because I was very concerned for him. Now, if we could just get that Crawford-Spence fight going, man. But let's not get our hopes up on that, because we've been trying to get that for a while. That's why I have mad respect for Fury and Wilder for putting that big fight together instead of waiting for years too late. So this weekend, we have Anthony Joshua going against a guy I've never heard of. So that's the one thing about me on this podcast. I keep it authentic. I'm not about to go researching guys and act like I know something about them. I've never heard of this guy he's about to fight. So, hey, he might be good. Maybe it's just I don't know about him, but I've never heard of him. So, because sometimes it'll be a fight where I've never seen the guy fight, but I've at least heard about him. I've never seen or heard about this guy. So the biggest news of boxing that's came out in the past week, Floyd Mayweather is going to fight Logan Paul. Yes, he's about to fight Jake's brother. You know, Jake, the one that beat up Nate Robinson. He's about to fight his brother. When are these YouTubers going to learn? I really hope Floyd put a whooping on this boy. Beat him down, man. Please. Tell these YouTubers to chill out, stick to the YouTube. Boxing is not a game. People die in this sport, man. They gonna keep playing around until they really get hurt. Because obviously Jake had an advantage fighting somebody twice his size. I mean, twice under his size, should I say. This is... Logan, listen to me, my man. You about to fight the best fighter of the 21st century, pound for pound. You're fighting a dude who has never lost. You're fighting a guy who... while he might not have much knockouts, if you catch him at the wrong time, he will knock you clean out. Because Floyd's done it before. And I'm not even talking about how he did Victor Ortiz. That was just out cold. Legal, but out cold. No, I'm saying mans could really hurt you. Floyd is a professional. Floyd is a man that if he fought in the streets right now, he's going to jail for assault. This should not be legal. I don't care if it's an exhibition. This is a fight that should not happen. Simple, man. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Shout out to Floyd for being a heck of a promoter and a heck of an entertainer. And I said Snoop Dogg earlier because I was like, I hope we get Snoop Dogg for this fight too. Because he might be the most entertaining part of this fight as well. Outside the fact of Logan Paul's about to get his head knocked off. Yes, Floyd Mayweather out of all people knocking somebody's head off. It doesn't sound like it's realistic, but trust me, I think he can do it because he's a professional fighting somebody who just trying to act like a boxer. Call me rude, but that's what it is. Anyways, I hope this is the last of YouTubers getting in the ring because it needs to be stopped before somebody seriously gets hurt. Now, with that said, it's time to get into the last topic of the episode. The Pistons are back, baby. Tonight, playing the Knicks, and I'm glad it's the Knicks because the Knicks are just as bad as us. So it's going to be an evenly matched game. I love it. So what I love about this is it's only a preseason game, but the Pistons have not played a game since March. It's going to be our first time looking at the Pistons with this newly squad we have. First time looking at our rookies, Killian, Sadiq, Isaiah Stewart, Savin Lee, even LiAngelo Ball, which I love that move. Side note, can we stop and talk about LeVar Ball for a second? So much controversy against the man, but let's be real. The dude raised three boys, African-American boys, technically biracial boys, but obviously LeVar's black, so yes, they're African-American boys. My point is, he raised three boys, got them all to the NBA. At least as far as I'm concerned, they all signed NBA contracts. Lonzo and LaMelo both got drafted top five of their respective draft classes. If that's not respect, what is respect? Say what you want about LeVar Ball. Say what you want about the things he say and does, but truth be told, the man lived the dream. How many people do you know can say they have three sons in the NBA? You can't disrespect him for that. That's the ultimate respect. And then on top of that, you know, his wife had the stroke a few years ago. He's taking care of her, taking care of the place. That's a real one right there, man. Shout out to the Ball family. But yes, I'm excited to see the Pistons play again. It's been a long time. Y'all know me, lifelong Pistons fan, diehard to the day I die. I can't wait. I have low expectations going into the season, but sometimes I'm the type of person that go in with low expectations. So when things exceed my expectations, I leave with a smile on my face versus me having high expectations, things coming out horrible, and I'm like, what the heck just happened? But yes, the Pistons are playing tonight, and it's about time to see some Detroit basketball! With that said, the music is starting to play, so that's time to wrap this bad boy up. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. My handles is the same for both accounts, at RJ_Hunt36. Thank you for listening. I hope you come back to hear more episodes. If you can, please subscribe. Please leave a rating. And please leave a review, please. I love to hear the feedback. So if you can do that for me, do it. And oh yeah, if you don't mind, send out the podcast to some friends, man. Need some more listeners, you know? The more, the better. Of course, of course. Now, just remember to spread love, keep your chest out, hold your head up, show off them pretty teeth, and don't you worry about a thing. Until next time, Y'all be good out there. God bless you all. Peace.